Nolte, Acolyte is the gayest Star Wars yet. By John Nolte on June 4, 2024. The Disney Grooming Syndicate is proud to announce, during Pride Month, that the latest Disney Plus streaming series, The Acolyte, is the gayest Star Wars yet. Disney is already openly queering four-year-olds with pro-mutilation propaganda. So why should we be surprised that Lucasfilm's Chief Herod and Kathleen Kennedy's campaign of shitting on one of the most beloved movie franchises in history continues? Watch this crap below. Within 30 seconds, my penis turned into a ninny. I had to watch all the Anne Margaret scenes in Viva Las Vegas twice before things returned to normal. Dear normal people, Disney freaking hates you, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. Please tell me you are not actually paying for Disney Plus. Please, please, please tell me you are not funding billions of dollars in propaganda designed to only do two things. 1, annihilate your child, and 2, piss you off. Don't be surprised by the announcement. This has not been a secret. This article is almost 3 years old. Leslie Headland, who is a lesbian, serves as the Disney Plus series showrunner, writer and executive producer. She is the first openly queer person to take the reins of an on-screen Star Wars project, and has promised that her point of view as an LGBT plus person will be present in the new series. She told The Advocate that she was excited to do the type of character work that she would normally do in her other projects as she joins the Star Wars universe. To her surprise, Headland said, "This idea was something that everyone was into. Here's another." Headland went on to discuss why queer representation matters to the LGBTQ plus community, especially the fans of universes like Star Wars. "You have to feel like this is speaking directly to you. Regardless of what you might be going through, at what point in your life you're going through it," Headland said. "That being said, as somebody that is a lesbian, every time I see gay or queer representation in media, I scream with happiness. There is just nothing like seeing that out in the world." The primary reason no one should be surprised is that we are talking about Disney, where everything this demonic company touches turns gay. And it won't end here, just like it didn't end with same-sex marriage. There is no bottom when it comes to the left. Equality is the Trojan horse because all decent people believe in equality. Of course, gay people should be treated with humanity and be allowed to live their lives in peace. We all agree with that. This is something else entirely. This is about shaping young minds and grooming little kids by sexually confusing them. Confused kids are vulnerable and easy to exploit. And what better way to get to little kids than through Disney? Disney. I have no problem with Hollywood making content for gay people. Hollywood should make movies and TV for everyone. I've always said that. This is not that. This is a blatant attempt to come between parent and child. This is not a drill, folks. If you subscribe to Disney Plus, I suggest you seriously think about the fact that you're openly defying God. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.